In this episode, we take a look at Dr. Christiane Northrup, also known as Dr. No. We look into her background, what led her into being such a controversial conspiracy theorist, and take a look into why people like her in the alternative health field are often targeted by right-wing conspiracy groups.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey Jay, we have a really controversial person to talk about today.
Yeah, sort of a last minute jump.
Well, you saw a meme.
I did.
And it triggered the idea. This lady's been on our radar for a podcast episode, but I had kind of started with something else. But then when I started looking into her, I was like, we have to do Dr. Christiane Northrup.
Well, and it's interesting because it's actually like our obsessed segment that it's like, it was fueled by not a TikTok, but like a social media post.
Right.
That I sent to you and I was fired up about.
Yeah. So tell them. So Dr. Christiane Northrup, we're going to get into, took this slide and from, I think, being pretty cool.
I had her books.
So I have one of her books too.
Yeah.
It slide into being like an incredibly dangerous member of QAnon.
I mean, she's like the alt-right caricature that you see of like people shit posting these like crazy memes and disinformation. Yeah. Like that's literally her.
Yeah. And so we're going to get all into her.
Yeah.
But just as a quick synopsis for you, she was a OBGYN.
Yep.
She went to some great colleges. I'll tell you all about that. But she was big in the like Oprah world. She was also like, she combined being like a traditional doctor with a lot of like different holistic practices.
Right.
And she, in a way, like I thought for a while anyways, used them pretty well.
Yeah, no, I think she wanted women to be like in touch with their bodies and their personal power and things like that.
Exactly. And then COVID hit. Some stuff happened before COVID and then COVID hit. And then things went south and like she clearly is mentally unwell.
I think she was already sliding down the slope pre-COVID, and I think that really, like a lot of people, sent her into a full spin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, tell them the meme that you sent me.
So I was scrolling through Instagram.
You were not on TikTok.
No, I wasn't on TikTok. I was on Instagram, and I follow this page called Conspirapod, and it's a podcast not unlike ours where they talk a lot about conspiracies, but there's no spiritualism in it. There's no intuition.
Right.
They're literally just like talking about conspiracies.
Yes.
But he ends up talking about a lot of like wellness culture stuff because that's a lot of people who get sucked into the pipeline.
Exactly.
Are these like alternative medicine people, like Reiki practitioners, all these people, like all these energy healers, right? So he posts two memes that this Dr. Christiane Northrup posted. And I lost my mind. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, rightfully so.
So she posts two memes. One's, and they're both about Nancy Pelosi's husband, who was literally attacked with a hammer.
Right.
And she posts two memes about how, basically like making a joke about how he was hit with a hammer.
Yeah.
But also like these sort of like homophobic dog whistles.
Yeah.
That are like, you know, I don't always drink, but when I do, I get hammered, like being hit with a hammer. This guy's like 82 years old and in the hospital and had to have brain surgery.
And you're making fun of him for being attacked.
And implying that it was a gay lover's quarrel because.
Yeah. When we know that's not what it is.
But even if it was, you still like, it's still funny and you're allowed to get hit in the head with a hammer because you're gay. Okay.
No, it's no all thanks. Gross. Yeah.
It's so, like, it's this multi-level disgust.
Yeah.
And I send it to you like, holy shit, the pipeline. I think I wrote like the pipeline with like 100 exclamations because she is the perfect example of someone who's been sucked down the alt-right pipeline.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about why people like that are targeted
as well. But yes.
So this guy, this thing that you follow, reposted these things.
He was saying it like, he wrote, the caption is, "Oh, you know, just some new age alt health icon, Christian Northrup, shit posting an assassin about an assassination attempt carried out by someone she may have helped red pill, plus homophobic dog whistles. Nothing to see here."
Right.
So he's calling it out like, hey, look exactly. at the insanity. And I go and I'm like, where are these? I can't find them.
Right. Because now you want to verify.
This is what we do. Right.
These are real. That right. someone didn't just make them up and say, even though we don't like her, we're not going to take someone else's word that she didn't post this.
Right. Yeah. But I send it to you and you're like, yeah. holy shit. And I'm like, moving about my day.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I unknowingly have shifted your gears.
You did.
And yeah. you're like, no, we're talking about this.
Where I'm down the rabbit hole. It's too late. We're talking about this. We'll do right. the other episode next week.
Right. And so now I have the Telegram app on my phone. Like, we can get into that later. But like, I jumped down the rabbit hole with you.
But you verified that those were real.
I did, because mm-hmm. the screenshots of them don't look like mm-hmm. a Facebook or an Instagram post, or even right. they don't even look like a Twitter post. So I was right. like, let me make sure. So I commented right. and asked him, like, where were yeah. these posted? And he wrote and told yeah. me they were on Telegram.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this crazy person.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. So I really like the villain nickname that she's been given, which is Dr. No.
Oh, who gave her that?
I don't know. I couldn't find the origin of it, but it's just, it's like almost interchangeable with her name.
It is Northrup, yeah.
So if I am calling her Dr. No or Christiane,
that's it.
She did stop keeping her medical license up, so she isn't really a doctor anymore.
Right.
But
she was.
She was. So mm-hmm. Dr. Northrup, Dr. Christiane, or Dr. No,
yep.
I'm all talking about the same
person.
Same lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me give you a little background on her.
Okay.
She was born in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When she was 5, okay, so this is a story she told on Glambition Radio, which okay. is Allie Brown's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
This was pre her going completely crazy. Yep. I want it to sound like Allie Brown was promoting
right.
the crazy parts. But mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. so why I'm clarifying that is because I had to try really hard to make sure I could verify everything that I'm telling you she's
right.
done.
Right.
Like
right.
if I couldn't find evidence of her saying it or like a really reliable source, we're not talking about it. Or I'm saying it and going, I can't verify it.
Right. And you, I mean, I think I should add that like, these episodes make me feel like a little squidgy, as you know, as I like to say, because I don't like to like attack someone or defame anyone,
mm-hmm.
but I trust that you're always verifying and fact checking and triple checking everything. So I know that whatever you're bringing is solid.
Yeah.
But also like you lose me.
Yeah.
When I see what you're posting on Telegram, which we'll get to, like when I see
yeah.
the stuff that you're posting that like you're okay with someone being hit in the head with a hammer.
Yeah. I think.
Sorry.
Well, first of all, the harder I'm going to go on someone, the more backup and research I do on them.
Right.
Because I know we're going to get all kinds of people yelling at us. Been there. We still get Doreen Virtue people really mad.
Oh yeah, we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We did. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. So I want to make sure what we're saying is right. And I also, even though it's someone who like makes my blood boil,
mm-hmm.
I still want to be fair.
Same.
So that's my hope in this.
Yep.
So I will tell you if I'm telling you something I could not verify.
Right.
The podcast would have been 8 hours long if I had just told you all the shit that went down around her that
right.
I couldn't actually verify.
Right.
Because also, she was kicked off of most social media platforms.
Yes.
She's back on Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's back on Twitter now. So
she is. But it's all the same, like, very manicured
yeah.
posts that she's obviously like using a graphic designer for. Like, you're not getting right. anything beyond like
yeah.
her selling her product.
Exactly. So I just want to say that. So mm-hmm. if you keep hearing me verify stuff, mm-hmm. it's for that reason that I'm going to go hard on her.
Right.
Because I think she's really dangerous and that she hurts people.
Really, really, really dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same as like Doreen Virtue we went hard on, because mm-hmm. she also hurts people. Really unfair and like lots of sketchy shit going on. Same with Grabovoi. Like,
right.
those are the people we're really coming after. And like, as two people who are in this industry, it isn't a holier than thou moment.
No.
It's a get out
of my field and stop ruining it.
Right. And also, hey, I bought your book.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are? Like, we trusted you.
You're making us all look bad when you do this shit. Like, we're barely able to get into the mainstream. And, like, there's so much wrong stuff and so much, like, that hurts people and so much, like, no, you can't say that. Yes, you can. Or, like, you know, traditional medicine and Western medicine, like, you can't mix them. It's ridiculous. We'll talk about that, too. So when someone kind of does that and then they like fall like this, it's fucking heartbreaking.
And I think the problem with her is that she's a white woman, right? So she gets a lot of passes that a lot of other people don't get.
Yep.
But she doesn't have that look of Doreen Virtue.
Right.
She's very unassuming.
She's like a doctor.
She's like so like she's this elderly white woman that you wouldn't expect her to be like dragging you down the pipeline with her. And that's literally what she's trying to do.
She's like a great aunt that you would go shopping with.
Yes.
That's what she looks like.
Yes.
That's how she talks. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
So on Glambition Radio, she told the story of when she was 5, her 6-month-old brother went to the hospital and died.
Okay.
Now, the way she talks about it is that, like, he died because of the hospital.
Okay.
But I couldn't find anything to, like, say exactly what he died from or anything like that. And I'm not trying to discount her trauma. That's terrible.
Right.
But I can't tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
But the implication was that it was the hospital's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother then gave birth shortly after to another brother. And that baby, when it was in the hospital, wouldn't eat.
Oh.
And the mother said, I'm taking him home. I'm bringing him home and I will nurse him back, because she wasn't happy with what the hospital was offering to do.
Okay.
And she did.
Okay.
And so Christine Northrup, Dr. No, was saying like it was mother's intuition that saved her brother.
I'm with her on that.
Agreed. Now, I'm telling you this story because this is what started her on this journey of like not just trusting the medical community.
Right, and the women's health and women's wisdom.
Exactly.
Right.
This is her origin story. Not necessarily villain origin story, but this is where she like set out on a path. And I think it's important to realize that because she became a doctor.
Right.
She wasn't anti-medicine.
No.
She was pro-medicine.
Yeah.
But bringing in intuition to it because of what she had witnessed with her mother.
Which is, we'd love to see it.
Yes. Okay. Now, she earned her Doctor of Medicine from Dartmouth Medical School.
Wow.
Prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
She completed her OBGYN residency at Tufts New England Medical Center in Boston.
Just drove by there this morning.
Yes, you did. Also very prestigious.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there myself. She had her own private practice that incorporated holistic and Western medicine into gynecology and women's health from approximately 1980 to 1999.
Okay.
So in the late 90s is when she became famous.
Yep.
And so around that time is when she kind of like retired from her practice. To do like speaking, being an author, being on Oprah, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay. She was also a professor at Maine Medical Center and was a really big advocate for women's health.
Okay.
She did a lot of good stuff.
All right.
Okay. You got to give credit where credit's due here.
Yeah. I mean,
she's the author of many books.
Mm-hmm.
Including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, which we both have that book.
I had it.
Okay. I want to throw it
away. I got rid of it a couple years ago when I got mad at her.
There's still some good stuff in there. But that tracks for you and I as a person.
Yes.
You threw it out. You probably burned it. But I just like...
I donated.
Okay. I just like put it like somewhere like hidden. Like I don't want people to know I have her book because I don't want them to think I'm...
I loved that book.
It was a great book.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. And the other one is The Wisdom of Menopause. That was another big book of hers.
Yep.
Still is. Okay. She was a guest on many shows and podcasts, like we said, including Oprah.
What? I mean, maybe that's another episode, but this like weird
Oprah pipeline.
It's like the curse of the Oprah promotion or something.
It's weird.
Dr. Oz, are you what? At like, excuse me?
I know.
Dr. Phil? Like,
I know.
Dr. No here? Like, it's a mess.
It's madness. I think my personal theory, without having researched it, is Oprah was, like, at that time, when she was really big, it was, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, when every person who was like big into anything spiritual,
right,
kind of, it flew.
Yeah.
It was just great. Like, no one was questioning stuff. No one was looking further into people.
But I also think she has a sense of who actually is not good, but like,
intuition.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she was choosing shitty people. I think they were people that she sort of plucked out. And then once they got famous, once they got a taste of that,
shit got real.
They just went off the rails.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
You know,
it's bizarre because Oprah's not that way.
No.
To my knowledge.
I mean, Dr. Phil, I mean, I know we're going off on a tangent here, but he really did feel like he wanted to help people. And now it's like, it's like the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah. It's weird. I can hear his voice in my head when I'm talking.
All right, go ahead. Okay. Sorry. I just, I find it fascinating.
It is. Maybe it's a podcast episode. You guys let us know. Do you want us to look into the Oprah conspiracy? That's what we're going to call it. Okay. So Dr. No also wrote for the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
She had a huge social media following.
Yep.
Now she's back on some, like we said, but like she was kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
So not as big as before.
No.
She's also alienated a lot of people.
Yes.
Okay. And she was a Hay House author. She was part of the Hay House community.
Right. Right.
I would just like you to know that she's still on their website.
Yeah. I mean, and that's to their own discredit. Like now I don't trust Hay House anymore because they keep people like this in their ranks when they shouldn't.
Agreed.
So over it. Over Hay House.
Yeah. Like bad call, Hay House. No. It's mostly
not just, the first bad call either.
Definitely not. It's mostly just her books, but she's still like a featured person like on their page.
Right.
What are you doing?
Because there are people who don't know that she's down the pipeline and they just want people to buy her shit because they make money off of it.
Bad call.
Yeah.
Hay House, we're also mad at you.
Where's your integrity?
Where is your integrity? Maybe we should do an episode on them.
Mm.
What do you guys think? Tell us. All right. So Dr. No, back when she was Dr. Northrop, was a bit controversial.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you what she did that people slammed her for and called her like into pseudoscience and a quack. I found so many quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
She encouraged looking into the chakras or energy centers that are correlated with illnesses and injuries.
Right. That's okay in my book.
Also, you're calling this like her new age quack.
Right, when it's really ancient traditions.
you're disrespecting all kinds of cultures there.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. She encouraged using tarot cards like in your personal life.
Mm-hmm. These are the not controversial, controversial things.
These are the things that people were trying to cancel her about, especially the medical community.
Right.
They were like, wait, you want people to use tarot cards?
Right.
Again, ancient culture tradition.
And I'm sure that this is what started to drive her off the rails.
Exactly right. She suggested using Qi Gong, particularly for vaginal health and better orgasms.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You should have seen the comments about that. I mean,
I'm sure.
Talk about like disrespect to Asian cultures.
Right.
Gross.
Okay. Oh, always. People always do that.
I know. We let traditional medicine do this all the time.
Yes.
And it really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not using terms. So she wanted us to not use terms like senior moments or aging.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted you to reframe like that aging was like a thing that you were lucky to do and that it wasn't just forgetting stuff. She wanted to take it away from it being kind of like a joke.
Gotcha.
Especially for women because women aren't allowed to age. I don't know if you're aware of that, Jay.
I've noticed that.
In our culture.
In my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Slammed for that.
Yep.
Connecting past life traumas to chronic illness. Now, I want you to know that in her book, I remember her mentioning this.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't saying, don't go to a doctor, just figure out your past life stuff.
No.
She was like, hey, you could also look into this.
Yep.
Okay. She encouraged Pilates.
Gasp.
I know. Especially for senior citizens. She encouraged it. Dare her. So many articles.
Right.
Okay. The use of astrology, feng shui, and affirmations as part of daily self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Slammed. What a quack.
This is why she's pissed.
Exactly what I'm trying to paint a picture of.
She was beaten over these things.
I'm going to read you a quote from a doctor who's Dr. Harriet Hall.
Mm-hmm.
this is pre her going crazy, guys. This is when she's in the height of her good work,
right?
Say. So Dr. Hall says, MDs who recommend quackery along with legitimate medical advice are arguably more dangerous than outright quacks because people are more likely to take them seriously.
Yep, there's the problem. Mm-hmm. Because we refuse to blend medicine. We refuse to be anything, to go along with anything but traditional medicine.
But people hear that and they just think like, oh, well, doctors being doctors. But they're disrespecting any culture. That's white supremacy.
Right.
That quote.
Absolutely.
Like it gets me heated.
Right.
Because the reason that she could be targeted and that she started to go so far off the deep end is that that's how the medical community treated her.
Right.
I see this all the time.
Right.
You're like, wait, how did people get like so far like anti-vax or so like people who are into holistic stuff or into holistic medicine where they're so against the medical community that they doubt everything. And I'm like, oh, I've experienced it. I didn't jump that far.
Right. But they've been traumatized by the medical community.
Yes.
It's like when her brother died, the trauma of that was her origin story. Yeah. And this is like this part in the 90s, early 2000s. Is like her villain origin story.
Exactly.
It's right. Like where it all goes dark.
Yes. Now, does everyone who experiences that go to the dark side?
No.
Did she?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why, like, when you see, like, oh, why is it the holistic world is anti-medicine? Mm-hmm. And, like, immediately, like, jumped on board with the, like, anti-vaccine stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like stuff like that.
Yep.
Is exactly why.
Well, and it probably was brewing in her for years and years.
Yes.
And then you throw in a global pandemic and you just go completely off the rails.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Okay. So we should also mention that she has a famous daughter and son-in-law as well.
Yep.
So they could probably have their own episode, but they've also kind of been like scrubbed from the internet in a weird way.
Yeah.
So I think they're just worth mentioning that they're kind of like famous coaches.
Yeah. I mean, I followed both of them and then unfollowed them during the pandemic because especially the husband, her son-in-law went completely anti-vax, anti-science, like really problematic.
Yeah.
And so I unfollowed them.
Yeah.
And now everything that they post seems to be, again, just very curated and business related. Mm. You're not seeing anything about them like behind closed doors anymore.
Yeah.
So
I suspect that maybe like law enforcement got involved and like now they're being careful because they know they're being watched or there's a case being built against all of them. That's my guess. I can't prove that.
No. It's I don't know. But I worry because like a lot of people follow them and maybe don't know who her mother is. Who Kate Northrup's mother is.
Yeah.
And like, they don't know, like, so like when you're following people like that, it there's a separation, but you actually don't know how close you are to the misinformation. You don't know how, you don't realize how close you are to the pipeline when you're following someone like that about like how to have like a more balanced life as a parent and an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And you think you're just getting this like mundane, helpful information. You don't realize that that person is like deeply connected to someone that's been so far radicalized. That's my concern.
Yes.
Is so, that you don't know who's who.
Yes. And it's really now hard to background check these people.
Right.
Because they know they're being watched. So
well, and you're only seeing that shit on Telegram, which is this app that I had to join.
I mean, now you're flagged. If I was already flagged by the FBI, you just joined.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And it's a mess. And and like that is...
It's probably not good for your blood pressure to be on that.
No. And I mean, I think some people are... It's definitely not. I mean, I think some people are on there just... It's a messaging app.
Oh,
I think
right.
some people are just on, people. I think some people are on there actually like to message their family members. It's it's like WhatsApp.
Right.
But you can post things
yeah.
and everyone that follows you sees your like message. It's like sending a text to everyone that follows you.
Right.
So in this case, Christiane Northrup is sending like a text message to 74,000 people.
Yeah.
With these memes about like Meghan Markle faking her pregnancy and like Nancy Pelosi's husband getting hit in the head with a hammer. So funny.
It's always black women faking a pregnancy.
I don't know. It's the moon landing. Beyonce. The moon landing was fake. Like, like subhuman species. Oh, okay.
We're gonna get into that.
But like, I just So you think you're following someone on? My point is, you think you're following someone on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right, and you don't know that their mom is like a big boss on Telegram. Like dragging people down the pipeline with her.
Being very problematic.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So just if you follow them, please just use caution.
Yep.
Be careful, because sometimes people can like seem really innocent and good, and then all of a sudden they start slipping things in and you don't notice, and you can be susceptible to stuff like that.
Right.
And we talk all the time about the vow, like how people get sucked into cults like that. Like that's how.
Right.
Some of the stuff is right. And makes sense. And
exactly.
Then, ooh, we get you with this.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we should take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with her slide into right-wing conspiracy craziness.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
You know what goes great with podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house, amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh, I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
All right. This week, we are once again obsessed with a TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's not even like a big outlandish one. It was literally a quote that someone just videotaped from a book.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. And I would just like to say as a side note that what I wanted to do for an obsessed segment, you wouldn't let me.
I would because not.
Because we're already, you're like, we need some positivity.
Yes.
In balance. This episode. So we're going to do this nice one.
Yes.
So I just want you all to know that if this you need this break and you're like, thank you for this nice moment, this was Jamie, because mine would have been talking about a crazy person on
more
TikTok
chaos
that you literally are like, if you send me one more of that person's TikToks, I'm gonna punch you. So you just punched the mic out of frustration over it.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I just want everyone to know
it's too much chaos today.
This is how we balance each other out.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. So this, and I sent this to you because I think it obviously would resonate with you, but I also think it's going to resonate with probably every single person listening to this podcast.
And you were, I mean, it was intuitive, yes, but also like it was pertinent to what was happening in my life. And I like opened it and saw it because I couldn't sleep at like 2 a.m. And I was like,
well played. Well played, Jamie.
All right. So
it's basic. It's literally just two lines, but it's I think it's like a book of poetry, and it says, and it was posted by poetry.healing on TikTok, in case you want to like follow them. But it just says, and while I am strong enough to bear the burdens, I think that what I'm trying to say is everything feels so fucking heavy.
What?
Yeah. It's like so obvious. It's such a very obvious statement, like when I'm presenting it to you. But I think that's how so many of us feel.
Well, because don't you feel all the time like I can handle this burden. I can handle these things. And I mean that.
But it's heavy.
But every once in a while you're like, well, I can do it. But it's real heavy sometimes.
And it's like that you just want or need some acknowledgement, some validation that like, you're doing it.
Yeah.
But I see that it's fucking heavy.
It's fucking heavy.
Right.
So just for anyone out there who's got the burdens for whatever reason, I mean,
we all have them,
especially if you're a parent, if you have anyone related to you, if you've ever met another human being,
if you exist in this crumbling society.
Yes. Wow. I was really thinking you were gonna say something else about society. You went easy on society.
I did.
Is this the calm balance?
Yes,
that you're
exactly
trying to
I'm about to jump back into it.
But I just think framing it that way for yourself, is it helps you remember to like take care of yourself, even if you can shoulder it.
Yep.
it's still weighing on you.
Agreed.
Yeah. And it says fuck in it.
So I'm on board.
And the TikTok has like a really nice like melody behind it. So that's why it got a little weepy when I read it at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So Dr. No.
Yep.
You can understand from what we talked about before why she would be ripe for the picking.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well said.
To be grabbed and sucked into a pipeline like right. this. So what was going on for her is that she was a really big advocate in Maine mm-hmm. for a lot of different health stuff, mm-hmm. especially women's health. But one of the things she was fighting really hard against was Maine taking away the exemption.
Oh, yes.
For religious reasons for not getting vaccinated.
Yes.
She wanted that exemption to be in place.
Yes.
Okay. She was anti-vax.
And this was pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah, pre-COVID vax.
Now, I tried to find out, was she always anti-vax? Because it seems weird that you would have a medical practice like that in the 90s, mm-hmm. the 80s and 90s, and be anti-vax that whole time.
Agreed.
So I honestly couldn't prove it. But it did. What I can do for an educated guess mm-hmm. was that she sort of slid that way.
And I would like to say, I think this is going to be controversial. Shocking.
This episode, there's going to be something controversial that we say.
Coming from this community, this like sort of intuitive, wellness, mm-hmm. holistic, whatever community you want to mm-hmm. call it. I think there are a lot of people probably listening that are anti-vax yeah. or that are sort of like vax adverse or something yeah. or vaccine weary.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I've had those thoughts. I've had those conversations with my own doctor, my mm-hmm. kids' doctors. I just want you to be very aware mm-hmm. that if you're anti-vax, you're partaking, whether you know it or not, mm-hmm. in white supremacist propaganda.
Yes.
Being anti-vax and anti-science and following those paths, mm-hmm. that's white supremacist.
That's where it all comes from.
Right.
It actually comes from the evangelical church. If you want to, I've traced it back. We'll right. get to that.
Which is like the patriarchy, which is white supremacy.
Complete white supremacy. So you're absolutely right.
Anti-Semitism, which yes. those are all rampant in our country yes. right now. So I know I'm harping on it,
yeah.
but like they're not unrelated.
Exactly.
They are related.
I'll add to that and I'll just say, I think you should question everything that anybody tells you ever.
Right.
Including doctors.
Yep.
I remember when my kids were little being like, this is a lot of vaccines, like hearing mm-hmm. like how many more vaccines kids mm-hmm. get than when we did. And I said, I talked to my doctor about it and he was like, there's no evidence of that, but there would be no harm to your kids if we spread out the vaccines a little
That's
bit.
What my doctor yeah, did
and
too.
And I said, that makes me feel better. Thank you for acknowledging yes. that I'm bringing you these fears.
Right.
I did that.
Same.
I stressed over the HPV mm-hmm. vaccine.
Yep.
But like, so I'm just saying, if you're questioning it, whatever side you fall on with stuff, but you're like critically thinking and looking into it, high five. I think you should do that.
I agree.
But be careful that you don't just fall into the trap that I think got laid for Dr. Northrup here.
Yep.
And gets laid for a lot of people who fall into that right-wing pipeline, which yep. is ironic because it's religion. And a lot of people in the spiritual world kind of get there because they were burned by religion. You right. know what I mean? Like they're burned right. this whole time right. and then they circle all the way back to being in line with their views. It's really interesting.
Right. But we know people who are anti-vax.
Yeah.
And
it's hard because like if you don't.
Because they're making it yes or no. This side, that side.
Exactly.
So you actually stop the critical thinking.
Exactly.
Right. Because so like you're circling back.
I
right.
always do this or I don't. And that's right. not critical thinking.
Correct.
And that's what people want you to do.
Exactly. therein lies the trap. Therein exactly. lies the white supremacy, exactly. the patriarchy, the anti-Semitism. You're now on their side. Whether you know it or not,
yeah.
you are on their side now.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Before COVID, mm-hmm. if you didn't get your kids vaccinated for anything or yourself vaccinated for anything, mm-hmm. what the hell would I care?
Right.
I didn't care. I still don't. If your kid didn't get vaccinated for polio, I'm not worried about it.
Right.
I'll take my chances.
Right.
Okay. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Right. But when you start to come into a pandemic and have like this emergency state like we were in, mm-hmm. it shifts everything.
Yes.
So am I mad at people who don't get their kids vaccinated for all kinds of things? No. I understand the rhetoric that you hear, because I heard it too.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think you have to be careful to make sure you're questioning that decision and that you're not lumping every vaccine into the same thing and that you're looking into it further? Yeah, I do.
Right, I agree.
Okay. So she's, now I should say, and her daughter.
Yeah.
Christiane Northrup and her daughter,
yep.
Kate.
And Mike, the husband.
And Mike, the husband, are all in the anti-vax area.
Yep.
So like I said, I think my best educated guess is that Christiane Northrup probably always questioned vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she was like spreading them out for people or like maybe not suggesting certain ones and then slid into completely
right
anti every vaccine.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of like being anti candy, like every candy. Like, I don't like Milk Duds, but I don't.
But I love a peanut butter cup.
Oh, I wish I could have a peanut butter cup.
Mm.
I can't. Okay. Anyways. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You're just going like, no, nothing.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. That's very blankety and kind of culty.
Yeah, exactly.
But also same for not asking any questions when a doctor says, here's a vaccine.
Right.
Both need to be done.
But you're just living in the extremes.
Exactly. Okay. I could talk about that forever, same, but I'm going to move on. So I have to talk about how this right-wing stuff kind of got into everybody.
Okay.
So in 2020, there was this huge uptick in those local Facebook groups that were moms groups.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, you know, this town's moms group or this county's mom groups.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ton of those on Facebook.
Yep.
I feel like by 2020, they had kind of been past their prime, but...
Yes.
There were still a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
And I get that. I remember being in mom's groups when my kids were little. So you could like ask a ridiculous question that you already knew the answer to, but like be backed up by some people.
Oh yeah. I wasn't in that, but I see that. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this happened. You know what I mean?
Right,
or you could like search to see if anyone else's kid had this symptom while you waited for the doctor to call in the morning.
Yep.
Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this huge uptick in 2020 about what they call paranoid ideology.
Yes.
It was all over the place. Now, we are seeing now that these were from foreign countries.
From bots. Russia.
Yeah.
The Russian bots.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, can I prove that each one in these Facebook groups was that and not a person? No.
No.
But this was being generated from this. We now know this for sure.
We know that Russia was trying to create hysteria in this country, and they succeeded.
And they were trying to create black and white thinking. I mean, just recently I saw, you know, the girl on TikTok who does Under the Desk?
Yes.
Okay. She was just talking about, too, that they, like, proved and shut down.
Yes.
So
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, this is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So this paranoid ideology was there with a bunch of stuff, but what really took off was the human trafficking, especially child trafficking.
Which we've spoken about before.
Yes. So they have tracked that back to the evangelical church.
Yes.
They started that paranoid ideology.
So for everyone that's listening, and if you're mad at us and you're like, but human trafficking is a problem. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But do you realize that you were doing the work of the evangelical church?
And
when you were shit posting on social media about that stuff?
Yeah, and think for a second. Russian propaganda is in line with the evangelical church?
Red flag. Red flag.
Do you hear that?
Right.
What?
Like, again, the critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How can you rationalize that?
So, exactly. But here's the thing. People weren't just being like leaping into the bad place. These were people in mom's groups that you knew who kind of got sucked in, and like it started and you're like, wait, what is this about?
Yeah.
You know, and then the George Floyd stuff hit and just like everything was just like a hot mess on social media.
Yeah. And COVID, that was COVID.
Well, we're all at home.
Right.
You know, like the pandemic starts and just all the stuff starts taking off.
Right.
And it's really hard to verify where it's coming from. Now we know.
Russia.
But we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I have to talk a little bit about QAnon.
Okay.
So we really can see that October 17th of 2020 was when QAnon begins, because that's the first post from Q.
Yep.
Okay. It starts on a website that's still around. It's called 4chan.
Yes.
So it's like 4chan.com. Okay. So on this It's like kind of like Reddit.
I was just going to say it's like the radicalized right wing Reddit.
But on this, you can be completely anonymous. There's nowhere you have to enter anything. Like no one can actually track you.
It's a great place to get information. Mm-hmm. Really verifiable, solid information if you want to argue with people. I mean, like I saw it on 4chan. All right, my guy. Like,
yeah, it's
who knows?
Yeah, it's like saying it. Well, my neighbor down the street told me, so it's got to be true, right? Like. It's,
except that neighbor on 4chan is like, who knows where they are in the world?
Exactly.
Like, you don't know.
Exactly. So, and it's anything goes, and posts disappear after a certain amount of time.
Yep.
Okay. So they get their start. 4chan gets kind of on the map for releasing female celebrity nude pictures. Finding, hacking, and releasing. That's how.
Love it.
That's how this gets its start.
With misogyny, right? So yeah. Do you see how they're all, I'm getting fired up because like, this is how they're all tied. Like you're sitting in your little bubble scrolling on your phone. What does this have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? Because misogyny, white supremacy, anti-Semitism, homophobia, anti-trans, all this shit, anti-AAPI, like it's all the same monster.
Exactly.
It's all the same thing. So if they can get to you with the nude pics and misogyny, they can get to someone else with some trans anti-trans content. Like it's all the same monster.
Exactly. Okay, so I wanted to know what is like the profile of the majority of people on 4chan? Who are they?
You tell me.
You're not going to like it. Now, this I found this in an article a reliable source. They took the information from the website itself.
Okay.
So it's not made up. It's
right.
This is right. Okay. The users were young, college-educated men with an interest in Japanese culture, video games, comics, and technology.
The incels.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what the majority of people who are on that website are.
They're incels. Involuntary celibates.
And they're...
They hate women.
Bringing other people with one or more of these interests in. That's what they do.
Yes.
Through fun little posts or a naked woman or whatever. Like,
or some anime content.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you hate black people. You're carrying a tiki torch through a square.
Yeah.
Talking about how life is so fucking hard for you.
Man. I know. I knew you weren't going to like that one. She's leaning back in her chair like she's trying to escape the room at the moment, just so you guys know.
I'm just trying to temper my words.
It's scary to me.
It's so terrifying, but also so incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. So somebody who posted on it who goes by Q.
Yep.
Did their first post here. This is where they started. They still post here. They claim to have U.S. level... Q-level U.S. security approval.
Okay.
That's why their name is Q.
Okay.
So people think, like, this is a government insider.
It's not.
Well, it's a complete... Why? It's completely anonymous.
It's definitely not.
Yeah. Definitely not. They started posting pro-evangelical, pro-Trump, same thing.
Same
thing. Anti-COVID, same thing. Rhetoric on... this website.
And there are so many people that if you say that you're pro-evangelical and pro-Trump, that they're not the same thing. Like if I told people who I know that are pro-Trump that they're evangelical, they would argue with me.
I know. I mean, I think I've talked about this before and I'm not worried because the evangelical church, I'm already flagged as a problematic person from them. You know, come at me, bro. Take a swing. Better not miss. But they...
Taylor. Yay!
But... they used to be for abortion.
Yes.
And just switched to better their cause and make more money.
Right.
We can prove that.
Yeah. And so, they're the machine behind Trump.
Exactly. Okay. So that's what Q posts. I'm saying he because we all assume it's a man.
Right.
Okay. So in this stuff, because COVID is hitting at the same time, the anti-COVID rhetoric starts coming up.
Yes.
Okay. So how does Dr. Christine Northrup get sucked into this, one might ask?
How?
Okay. Because who was targeted were alternative health supporters.
Yes.
We can see this. The evangelical mm-hmm. church mm-hmm. targeted them. Because if you want to start like anti-COVID rhetoric, you have to start anti-traditional medicine rhetoric.
Exactly.
You have to start.
So you go to the essential oil girlies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who have been people who have been injured by the medical community.
Exactly.
Who have been, it's hard because like, you know, I still to this day, acupuncture helped my kid with a concussion more than anything else we did.
Chiropractic helped my kids exactly. with their issues more than anything else
did. How many times did you say that? And a doctor was just like, And I'm like, I don't need you to like love it, but like you could tell another mom this.
Right.
You could help another kid with this. Yes. Like it's infuriating.
Yes.
Okay. So that's been our life.
Yeah.
So I freaking get it is my point.
Yes.
I understand how you got sucked down that rabbit hole. I took a few steps down the rabbit hole myself.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I mean, it turned around and came out. But like, yep. do you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they were targeted for that reason because it was a sensitive area and they already didn't trust
the
medical community.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a fertile land.
But I want you to remember before this really took off, the mm-hmm. Q stuff and everything, that there was this little pocket of time in the beginning of the pandemic where we celebrated the doctors and the nurses who were working so hard to help people who were working
mm-hmm.
1,000 hours. Like, do I have criticisms of the medical community? Yeah. But mm-hmm. do I also have no heroes in that community? Do I also believe that most every person who enters that field does it to actually help people?
Right.
I absolutely do.
Same.
Do I think there's work in the community itself mm-hmm. from the top down?
The system. Right.
Yes.
Right.
The people in it,
mm-hmm.
most of them are amazing.
Agreed.
Okay. So remember when we were cheering for them and those like times at night when you would
like
go outside
banging the pans?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Yes.
Well, my point is that like it switched real fast.
Of course it did.
And it switched to this because the people who were also like, I mean, everyone was on board to support the doctors and the nurses and everyone working so hard, to deal with the pandemic. But a lot of it was like pro-American, be pro these doctors. You remember that? And it switched real quick to be like being a patriot means you don't.
Right. You don't take the vaccine.
And now you don't support doctors.
Right.
You
don't wear a mask.
Evil, and they're secretly injecting you with things. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like now, and I'm pointing that out because this is what all of this like right wing stuff that I'm talking about, like the evangelical church, Q, the pro Trump, the anti COVID stuff. This is what it all does. Like it starts in one way, and they go, "Oh, there's a better opportunity here," and they switch what their beliefs are.
Well, and so it was fertile ground for Christiane Northrup to be plucked into that, but then also fertile ground for people to follow her. She was a great person to pull because of her following. White women who you've already seen supported Trump.
Uh-huh.
Lost the election. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Lost this country.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, just to add, like a lot of them are like wealthy white
women. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can afford alternative, holistic treatment, naturopathic treatment in this country that won't even support basic health care.
Yeah.
Then you're you're a middle-class white woman.
Exactly.
Right? And so you've already proved that you can be led via white supremacy and proximal mm-hmm. white supremacy to vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
Exactly. So you're now going to follow this woman,
mm-hmm.
this
perfect
pictured
yeah.
mascot
yes.
right down the line.
And here's the thing. I think having doctors question Big Pharma and keep them in check with, like, what are you putting in that vaccine? What is the... What are the effects of COVID on mm-hmm. women's menstrual cycles? Yes. Ask. Please. Keep it
pushing,
in check. Keep it louder in check.
Right.
Absolutely. We need that. But what... And Dr. Christiane Northrup was a huge... Like, she did that.
Yep.
And did it well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really came into the ether. And a lot of it we have to credit her with.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who are already there fighting against Big Pharma are easy to pluck.
Right.
And, like, keep the rhetoric, we're against Big Pharma.
Right.
So that's how she got sucked in.
Yep.
Do I know like who exactly talked to her and all that?
No.
No. But I do know that like that's how they get people.
Right.
That's how you go like, why is a spiritual person suddenly in line with the evangelical church?
Exactly.
That's how.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about some of her dangerous claims.
Mm-hmm.
I had to only do some. First of all, I had to do the ones that I felt that Jamie would stay in the room for me to say.
Abandon ship.
Yeah. But I also think...
Flip a desk.
Yeah, flip a desk, flip the table. I mean, yeah, we have a cute little setup here.
We do.
Yeah, okay. And let me just tell you, there's so many more. But I tried to do the ones that I could find, like, real physical proof that that it happened.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I see the word thyroid on your notes, and so I'm...
You're like...
Here. I'm anxious.
All right. I'll go to that one second. because the big thing is, in October of 2020, like, remember I told you that's around when Q started.
Yep.
She posted something called the Great Awakening video series.
Okay. Okay.
And so this was all videos about QAnon... theory, post-apocalyptic rapture with the rebirth of humankind coming.
Yep.
Okay. She also promoted in July a link. She posted a link to something called Out of the Shadows, which mm-hmm. is QAnon propaganda.
Awesome.
And then she also promoted a pandemic documentary in quotes mm-hmm. that was QAnon propaganda.
Awesome.
Oh, it was called Plandemic, excuse me.
Oh, right.
Okay. Right. So she did all of these things. Mm-hmm. Okay. She also, let me jump to the thyroid one because I know you're dying. On Oprah, she talked about thyroid problems in women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back in the day when she was on Oprah.
Right.
And she said that they develop partially because of an energy blockage in the throat region, which is the result of a lifetime of swallowing words that one is aching to say.
Okay.
Fine. Right. I agree.
Right.
Do I think that if I just say, okay, say all your words, that you won't have a thyroid problem?
Well, and you're just going to start yelling at your husband and your kids, and all of a sudden your thyroid's going to heal?
It's also like real victim blaming to me.
100%.
So should you look at that, and should, as part of your healing, but like taking medicine and doing whatever you right. need to do, like whatever you decide is the best for your health,
right.
should you also try to like speak your truth as much as you can? Absolutely.
Right.
But she then starts taking the same thing and saying, what you need to do actually is just take iodine.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yes, I remember this.
Now, this is controversial because it came out later that mm-hmm. taking iodine is actually, it makes hypothyroidism worse.
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you see what I mean? Like, there's also these things. She became anti-germ theory.
Oh, really?
Which means she said germs don't cause illness. So like an example she gave was that meningitis is so popular in college students because when you go to college, your first chakra gets shaky.
No.
Do you see how what she was doing
yes.
was like on one side of the line and then it fell to this side of the line?
It was like she just took a step too far.
Exactly.
Like she just kept crossing the line and like never looked back.
Well, it gets worse.
Cool.
She posted a thing about how Canada was building COVID-19 concentration camps.
This is when you start to see like the fall of someone, like, and you're watching it in real time. Like yeah. when you follow someone on social media and they're posting like
yeah.
legitimate stuff, it looks normal. Like you yeah. might not always agree, but like,
yeah.
but then,
like, oh, you have a different opinion than me, but
right.
fine. Yeah.
But you can even see like the quality of the things they're posting starts to dump because yeah. they're getting it on 4chan.
Yeah. It's like, not, it's like even like you wish you're back to the Fox News stuff. Cause
right.
it's like not even as bad as this.
Right. And you're yeah. just like the whole sort of like visual
mm-hmm.
starts to deteriorate. Right. Like you, like, it's like this microcosm for her mental health.
Exactly.
Right. Like you're exactly. watching it crumble.
Yes, exactly. Right. And this might not come out right, but if you look at a picture of her from like 2019
mm-hmm.
and then you look at a picture of her from like 2021,
mm-hmm.
you can see something is amiss.
Oh, really?
I'll just say it that way.
Yeah. You can read it on her.
I mean, she doesn't look well.
Right. Well, because she's not.
Right, but I, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's clearly something going on.
Right.
Is my point.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm all for, like, if someone's not well, to support them and to help them, but not if you're then traumatizing and brainwashing
mm-hmm.
hundreds of thousands of people.
Exactly right. Okay. She posted that masks actually trigger the disease.
Oh,
so
my God.
When you put it on, it triggers the illness.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, doctors wear masks all the time for surgeries. Like, what do you, does that, what?
It doesn't make any sense.
Then she also started posting about how the election was stolen from Trump. Thought you'd like that one. The CIA is run out of China was another thing that she posted.
This is wild.
Okay. And then I thought you'd really like this. She started talking a lot about her previous life in Atlantis.
I love it.
Tell them why it's funny, though, because you probably hear people talk about Atlantis a lot, but a lot of people don't realize that what that's white supremacy. It's like a sneaky white supremacy.
It's like the new age version of saying that you're the master race.
It's like you're
Hitler, but with jangly bracelets.
That was such a funny visual. I'm sorry, I have to recover from that. Hitler with jangly bracelets. Can we just post that somewhere and people will be like, why did Jamie say this on the podcast?
But that's what it is.
It is.
And people, right. And again, like, I know we're coming for people really hard today, but I also understand what it's like to be in your own bubble that like patriarchy sets up for you, that you live this life, that you're just trying to feel like you're surviving. And so like, it feels like magical and cool to think that you're like, you're a part of this like magical place, mm-hmm. or that like you had a past life in this magical place that doesn't exist anymore. And like,
right. You're an Atlantis alien.
But the undertones.
Yeah.
Are white supremacy.
I know. That's where it's problematic.
Like, and that's where like the seeds are planted. Cause you're like, oh, it's no big deal. What if I think about it? What if I believe in Atlantis and you don't? What's it matter to you? Because then you're more likely to buy into the next dog whistle and the next piece of propaganda that comes through your screen.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're on Telegram disseminating it. So then you're not just sitting in your bubble scrolling on your phone. Then you're dragging everyone else with you.
Well, yeah, that's why we're coming so hard for this.
Yes. That's
to help stop people. If you were like, oh, cool, Atlantis stuff. I remember thinking that, like, oh, what's this all about? Like, we actually had a mutual friend that was really into it.
Yes.
And I just remember like asking them questions about it.
Right.
Oh, that's super cool. And like,
yeah, interesting. Tell me more.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no. But then don't tell me anymore.
Well, because then you look into it yourself and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is this? You got to be able to read criticism of the stuff you like.
Exactly.
It's critical.
Critical thinking.
Make your own decision, but you gotta read both sides.
And you have to be able to hear an argument.
Yeah.
And if you can't defend your side with reality, then you're on the wrong side.
Yeah. And to add to that, if the place that you do your most chatting and get the most information about making big decisions is a place where everyone can be anonymous and there is no holding anyone accountable for anything they say.
Correct.
Question your life choices.
Right, exactly.
What's going on? You just need therapy.
But it's easy. All. It's easy when you're in that mindset to be like, well, this is just a safe place where we can like be honest and like that they won't come and get us. And like
spies can
spooky,
tell us secrets.
Scary conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like the dark. You're living in the shadows at that point.
Yeah. It's not the spies telling you secrets. It's propaganda from other countries.
Exactly.
Telling you bullshit.
Right.
Okay. Well, we have to end with me playing you a video of her talking, because you know.
Do we?
Do we? Yeah, we do. We really do. You're going to love it.
Okay. I don't think so.
I purposely picked one of the craziest ones. Oh, I should mention before we get to that, I want to say this. I almost didn't put this in because I knew that it will personally hurt you to hear something that she said.
Okay.
But she's also saying that COVID itself is not real. And I'm saying it personally hurt you because someone very close to you died from COVID.
Yes.
Okay. So this is why it's not just like, oh, Heather and Jamie are mad at this lady. It's like,
right.
You're hurting people. You're saying like this is all a hoax and COVID isn't even a real thing when people's family members are dying from it.
Yeah. Like you're sitting at someone's bedside watching them die from COVID.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell me it's not real.
Yeah. Fuck right off, lady.
All the way off.
Yeah.
Fuck all the way off.
Exactly. So if you were like, okay, guys, like maybe too much, I hope that that makes you realize like, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
So dangerous.
Exactly. Okay. So you can Google if you want to also be flagged by all the watch groups that keep an eye on me due to my search history. Mm-hmm. You can go on YouTube. You can Google some of the stuff she says. She's still saying all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I picked a quote that said a lot of it together, but we're going to play it. And then I'm going to explain a few of the things that she's referring to, because I want you to know, like, this isn't just somebody who's on the other side saying like they don't support vaccines and we should question them. This is something far more dangerous.
Agreed.
It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called trans infection. It will fundamentally change this Jesus. One has the usual non-human DNA.
What?
Like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R.
Like a chimera.
Introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase. And
no, it's not.
You'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't. And the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots, and they like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activity, sexual activity, these drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606.
Stop it.
To take that biometric data.
Stop it.
Give you a barcode and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy,
oh my God.
The end of freedom. Because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this...
Ma'am, you were posting this right here. Don't tell me about the end of freedom. You're posting this absolute bullshit freely.
Uh-huh.
We're listening to it.
Yeah.
She has managed to take every single, like, code word, dog whistle, and stream it into, like, a five-minute clip.
Can you believe that?
She's hit every base.
And she's doing that thing that, I don't know how to say it without sounding disrespectful, certain people do, where they use a lot of big words that they don't know what they mean.
Yes.
And string them together to try to talk over your intelligence level.
Right.
So you don't question it.
Yes.
But like if I was speaking with her, which that wouldn't happen, but if I was, I said, wait, what is that though? She wouldn't be able to answer. She's just saying bullshit words. And like, okay, Lucifer race 060606. I remember in her book, her talking about numerology.
Yep.
So you would know that 666 is actually the number of the goddess. And it's for abundance.
Yes.
And that we know why that was changed around. Right.
Because it was powerful for women.
Yeah. And that, so she knows that. Now, Christiane Northrup was always religious. Like, even though she was in the holistic healing world, she was always a religious person, very Doreen Virtue-esque in that way. But she was never, like, using that rhetoric, like, in line with the evangelical church.
No.
So now she's saying it's, like, a Lucifer gene, and she's buying into the thing where Bill and Melinda Gates bought a patent. Like, none of this is true. And none of it makes sense. And you're going to be an antenna and have tiny robots. Like, we don't have that technology.
And if people were doing that, do you think they'd give a shit about, like, 666 and this bullshit? No, they would just make it and destroy us all.
Well, because it's implying that they're demons.
Right. Because it's from the evangelical church.
Exactly.
So, like, is she doing the bidding purposefully, intentionally of the evangelical church, or is she just wrapped up in it? I mean, I guess we don't know this, but I'm just spitballing here.
Well, I mean, I can tell you my theory is I think that she's profiting.
They're paying her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they sucked her down, like a lot of cults do, into, you know, telling her what she wanted to hear, building her up. And now I think she's trapped. And I think, I mean, you can hear her. She sounds like she believes what she's saying.
But if she was actually using her brain and her education, I mean, think about the Ivy League education that she has.
She's a doctor.
From Dartmouth.
Right.
And Tufts. Like,
yes.
If she was actually using her brain and her critical thinking, she would know that none of that makes sense. So she's either been bought off.
Yeah.
Or she's completely disconnected.
She's brainwashed. You can hear it in the way she talks. Like,
she's like the Nancy Saltzman of the of the vow.
She is. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, they teach you to, like, you can hear a certain cadence when people are brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times when people repeat things they saw on Fox News, they use this cadence. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you guys can picture the one I'm talking about. Yep. So she uses it.
Right.
So that means that she's repeating things that have been, like, drilled into her head over and over and over and over and over again in a slightly different form. You can hear that in the way she talks.
Right? And if you can just get, like, the certain terminologies out,
right,
then you're right. Then you've done a good job. Then you've disseminated the information properly, right? Because you've said the code words. You've said the phrases.
Yes.
Right.
Because what she's being told, I'm guessing, mm-hmm, I haven't been in the room, right? But what she's being told is that she needs to get this out to save people from, mm-hmm, the demons. Like, do you know what I mean? So she's trying to hit all these words because they're the words that are supposed to be the ones that help save people. Like,
right.
She believes that. You can tell just by listening to her.
Right.
So I think that she's brainwashed. I think that she profits from it. I think they do things for her. I mean, it reminds me a lot of, like, Tom Cruise in Scientology.
Mm.
He benefits. That's why he's in
excellent
there.
Point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, now she's this far down the hole.
Yeah.
And outsiders,
uh-huh,
who were always wary and skeptical of intuition and, mm-hmm, like, naturopathic medicine, mm-hmm, they now think that, like, she's that. Us.
Exactly.
Right? So she's ruining it.
Yeah.
For the rest of us.
It's the Doreen Virtue thing.
Which is why we have this podcast.
Exactly.
Because this isn't intuition. No. This is antithetical to intuition.
Exactly right. Not in intuition, at its core, is the prime vehicle for critical thinking.
Exactly.
I say this all the time.
And people never believe us.
No. And I will say it forever and ever and ever. Like, you cannot, if you can't critically think, it's because you have so far disconnected and misunderstood your own intuition.
Right.
That's why you can't critically think. That's why you look at things as black and white. That's ego. If you see everything as yes or no, black or white, your intuition is not working.
Correct.
Or it's not working how it should.
Correct.
So that's, critical thinking can't happen without strong intuition. People who are the best critical thinkers are highly intuitive human beings.
Right.
So we do
because they trust themselves. They trust themselves to go against the black or white.
Yeah.
They this and that, us and them.
I mean, in intuition, there's, you can't be right or wrong. Like, that concept doesn't exist in intuition. Think about that. So you couldn't be on one side of the other of any argument if you were using your intuition.
Right.
But somehow it's become this pipeline of anti. And if you're anti something,
right,
completely, then you're not using your your intuition at all.
Right.
Like, that's the irony.
Right. And I will say, like, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, you seem pretty, like, black or white about this subject. And it's because, because we have critically thought about this.
Yes.
And because we see how dangerous it is.
Yes.
Not because I know I'm right and Christiane Northrup is wrong. Yes, I do think that. But it's not because I'm grappling for power and trying to make myself better than everybody.
Yeah.
It's because I see how dangerous it is. And we see people all around us getting pulled into this.
Calling out people for being dangerous and hurting people and saying, I'm presenting you with the facts that I found.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you what, here's a clip of them saying it.
Right.
And I'm telling you what I could bet. Do you guys know the other conspiracy theories that are connected to her? Like, they're even wackier.
Right.
They'd be great clips to get a lot of people into the podcast. I didn't use them because I couldn't prove it well enough that I felt comfortable. This isn't about saying, like, you know what, we really want you to hate this person.
No.
It's us going, we really want you to be careful because dangerous people like this could hurt you.
Literally, I mean, people are, like you said, people are literally dying from COVID still.
Yeah.
People die because they don't get medical treatment because they so deeply distrust the medical community. They, like,
think
people
die. Be a 5G antenna. Like,
right.
It's not okay to be a person in that kind of, have that power and that influence and to do things like that.
Right.
And I think if anything, it gives us more credibility that we call out people in the industry that we're in. It's not like,
We're not covering for you.
No, we're saying get the hell out of here because you're ruining it for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we should go drink coffee and try to calm down.
Seriously. I think the little robots in my body are monitoring my blood pressure. It's through the fucking roof right now.
I think I can hear a dinging trying to tell you that you need to lower your blood pressure.
It's alerting the government. My blood pressure is too high.
through the 5G antenna coming out of your head. We should wear tinfoil hats while we drink coffee just to be safe.
There we go.
Hey, everyone. Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.